And I got acquainted with him. He was in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Was he around Lawrence County?
Yes, ma'am. He's here in Lawrence County. Bred and born in Lawrence County, they told me.
Okay, fine. And do you know if he went to school in Lawrence County?
Yeah. He had teachers like me know him. He didn't get to go to school.
Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? In the early part of the day, you call that morning.
Yes.
And in the later part of the day, you call that?
Evening, I do.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Yes, I call it the morning, early in the morning.
Talking about when the sun rises.
That's when the sun rises.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Well, ain't that the morning,
sun?
Sun up.
And in the morning, it's sun up, and in the evening, it's?
Sun down.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun starts coming out, we say that the weather is?
Breaking, I do.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I don't know. Or something like about an hour to come, you see, comes a hard rain, then it slacks up.
Well, now, have you ever heard that kind of rain called a death shower or a death?
Yes, I'm out here until I hit. Comes big drops.
Uh-huh. And why do people call it that, do you know?
I don't know, ma'am, why they call it that. The old folks always say the death showers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
What?
The shelf over a fireplace. What do you call that?
Well, I don't hardly know.
You know, like mine up there, mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Shelf piece.
What?
Mantelpiece.
Oh, you talking about, that's a mantelpiece.
That's
right. That's a mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Sure.
You know, when you lay a fire and you put the logs in the fireplace, you put them on those big irons?
Oh, iron, yeah. Fire dogs, I call them.
Fine. What do you call little pieces of wood that people cut up?
To start your fire?
Mm-hmm.
I call them splinters.
Okay. And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little pieces?
The what?
Particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little pieces.
I call them splinters.
It's fine. What do you call a place that somebody hangs up his clothes? It's a little room and it has a rod and some coat hangers in it?
Yes, I call them clothes racks.
Okay. And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that somebody can hang clothes up in?
I call them, I know what it is, but my mind show. I call them chiffaros.
That's fine. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
I call them planks.
Ma'am, what I'm thinking about is on the sides of the house. You know, they put the boards like this to keep the rain out?
Oh, yeah.
They lap over each other like that?
Weather boats.
I call them weather boats.
Fine. What do you call a place at the front of a house where somebody might sit outside in nice weather?
Porch.
Hmm? And do you have a special name for a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Well, no, I said a front porch and a back porch.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the fenced-in place where people drive the cows in before they milk them?
Pastures.
No, ma'am. This is after they drive the cows up from the pasture and before they put them in the barn. There's a little place outside the barn with a fence around it.
What you call a lot of yacht.
That's fine. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Rocks. Let's see, what would I call it? I don't know. I has to have help, 'cause my mind is bad.
Well, you're doing just fine, Miss.